From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
It is the only show for Frisbee Freaks. Welcome to the Disc Golf News for the week of May 17. I'm Brian Sullivan. Coming up this time, the 04 National Tour rolls through the West Coast. We'll serve up some results from last weekend's Masters Cup in Santa Cruz, California, and then look ahead to the upcoming Golden State Classic in La Mirada. Todd Branch has some advice on how to keep your mind off your scorecard to improve your scores in the 60-second clinic. And the 24-hour Disc Golf Charity Marathon. What is it, and how can you get involved? That is all on the way. It's sponsored this week by Discovering the World. You can discover them at dtworld.com.
Disc golfing should be inexpensive and fun. Discovering the World wants nothing more than to help you have fun. They offer a wide variety of disc golf and PDGA products. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Order ship within 24 hours, and there's a retail location open 7 days a week to deal with you personally. Call 714-522-2202 or visit dtworld.com to see the full selection available now from Discovering the World.
The National Tour was in Santa Cruz, California last weekend for the Masters Cup. Results are right now, beginning with the Masters Division, where Jim Oates shot the lights out in the third round, but he needed one more stroke. Doesn't get it. He's tied up with Jeff Lissaman. They go into a playoff. Lissaman wins this one. Oates, second place. Jeff's brother, Johnny Lissaman, ties up for third with Brad Hammack. To the women's division, where Carey Verlager had a two-stroke lead going into the final nine, but she goes OB. It's all tied up. Juliana Korver wins this one after a three-hole playoff. Verlager, second place. Annie Kremmel takes third. To the Open Division, where the leader group changed virtually every round. But Ken Climo, in typical Climo fashion, has a strong finish. He wins this one 5-5. Barry Schultz stumbled in round two, but had a monster third round. He ties up for second place with David Feldberg. That, however, was not the only excitement, according to tournament director Tom Schott.
We had the whole Ed Hedrick family there. We presented this new trophy that was made by the Ed Hedrick family to present, carry on Ed Hedrick's legacy and everything, and we had a committee to decide who was going to get this, and we voted on Kenny Climo. I mean, there was many deserving people, but I mean, Kenny got together with the whole family. I mean, he was really emotional. He was crying. I mean, tears were coming down his face. He was so drawn by this event, and this trophy is going to be passed on for years, perpetual trophy. And it is absolutely the most gorgeous trophy you've ever seen in your whole life.
Time now for that part of the show that many listeners are beginning to say is their favorite part of the show. It's the 60-second clinic. This week, professional disc golfer Todd Branch has some advice on how to improve your scores by keeping your mind off of your scorecard.
An important thing to know when you're playing a disc golf tournament is how to deal with a bad round when you're having one. And what goes hand in hand with that is how to deal with good rounds too, because it's pretty much the same solution for both problems. You're probably thinking, how is having a good round a problem? Well, a lot of people will be having a real good round and know it along the way and start thinking about how great it's going to be and start choking it away. Some people do it all the time. Both people are having the same problem, and they're concentrating on the results of their play instead of concentrating on actually throwing their shots. You shouldn't ever even get in the position to where you're worried about how bad or how well you're shooting, because you should be concentrating on your next shot. One way not to get into the trap of thinking about how bad or good you're doing is try not to keep your score during the round in your own head. You know, you got to write the numbers on the scorecard, but you don't have to do all the addition and stuff in your head and know exactly where you are and stuff. Most people, when they shoot their best rounds, they get done and they don't even know what their score was, you know. All they know is that they tried hard on every shot, didn't let the previous shots linger in their mind. They're just concentrating on the next shot. So try those out and good luck.
Todd Branch is a 5-year veteran of the National Tour and a former PDGA competition director. In the big picture this week, the 24-hour charity marathon. Later this summer, disc golfers around the world will be throwing well past the time that the cows come home and doing it for a terrific cause. The guy behind all this activity is Chris Heiming.
Chris Ivey, great to have you on PDGA Radio.
Thanks, Brian. It's good to talk to you again.
The 24-hour disc golf charity marathon. Let's start with the basics. What is it?
I'm really excited this year. The second year we're going to do it. First year, last year, we did it in two cities, Louisville, Texas, and Phoenix, Arizona. But basically, this year is, you know, supporting Lance Armstrong Foundation all over the country. Players have the opportunity to play for 24 hours straight at their local course, and in the process, raise money for Lance. Outside solicitation and sponsorship from their friends, family, business people, on a per hole, per round basis. So, you know, players can go out there, have a social round of disc golf, and help raise money for Lance Armstrong Foundation.
So, let me see if I understand. As a player, you have to play for 24 hours straight?
Some people will, not everybody. We're sort of giving people the flexibility of playing just one round during that 24-hour period. But, you know, I'm sure there will be people that'll, you know, play through 24 hours straight.
So it's strictly optional. You don't actually have to drag your mother out there and say, come on, Mom, we're going to play for 24 hours straight.
Definitely. So, you know, some event locations are doing it in a pure straight 24-hour period. The city parks allow them to play through the night. Others, you know, they can't play at night for whatever reasons with the city, so they're playing 12-hour Saturday, 12-hour Sunday. But again, that said, individual players can choose, you know, to play one round if they want, 1 hour, or all 24. So it's completely flexible. It's all about participation and enjoying the day and enjoying the event.
The idea is just fantastic. So tell me a little bit more about Lance Armstrong and the Lance Armstrong Foundation.
Lance Armstrong is from Texas. He's, as you'll know from the news coming up in July, he's going for his sixth Tour de France victory. He's won five straight. But before that, he was diagnosed with cancer, given a very slim chance of survival. Lance, in true, you know, fighting spirit, fought back and beat cancer. And now he's a true inspiration to, you know, everybody that, you know, has cancer. And even people that don't, he's a true inspiration and what can be done when he puts his mind to it. And we all wish him the best in, you know, winning his sixth Tour de France in July.
So what are the goals of the Lance Armstrong Foundation?
The philosophy of the foundation is basically enhancing the quality of life for those living with, through, and beyond cancer. So it's not just supporting the people that have cancer, it's the family members and people around those, you know, people affected. It does affect everybody. You know, you can basically say everybody is somehow affected with cancer. And so the Lance Armstrong Foundation is helping everybody, you know, deal with cancer and the research that goes into sort of one day hopefully providing a cure.
Lance Armstrong, you mentioned, is from Texas. You are currently living in Texas. How exactly did you hook up with him and the foundation?
It was sort of a, you know, strange story in the sense of listening to the radio station at work one day and knowing that I wanted to have a charity for one of my tournaments that I was organizing. And I started talking about Lance and his sporting abilities, the cancer side of things, and being from Texas. And it just all seemed to tie in very well. But even better was when I finally met the people involved at the foundation, and just their support and willingness to learn about disc golf was fantastic. And the support that I got from them as an organization was unbelievable, and it's been a great relationship ever since.
Well, you've convinced me. I'm a player. I think this is a great idea. I want to participate. What do I do?
Well, we have a website set up for the 24-hour charity marathon. It's discgolfersforcancer.com. Or you can click onto the main page of pdga.com, and we've got the links from there. Everything you need to know about the event is at discgolfersforcancer.com, whether as a player or a TD. You know, basically everything's answered there, and I'm available 24/7, you know, in the true spirit of the marathon, to answer any questions.
Well, my first question as a player is, how much is it going to cost?
$25. For that, you get about a $40 value in players package. But out of that $25, $5 automatically goes to the charity. $5 goes back to the club. And then on top of that, players are encouraged to raise money, which 100% of that goes to the charity, which is tax deductible, all donations over $20. So everybody gets something out of it. The charity, the club, the players, everybody benefits.
And say I'm a tournament director and I want to participate, what am I going to have to do?
you know, contact your local club, set a date, set a course location, you know, contact me. I'll send you all the marketing information, posters, all the forms you need. There's no need for you to go and copy anything. Everything I'll send you, and just start publicizing it within your local community and disc golfers. And that's it. It's not just about disc golfers. It's about everybody in your community supporting the Lance Armstrong Foundation. So, you know, and disc golf, you know, is going to be a large part of that because of this.
And Chris, what's the time frame here? What's the window of opportunity?
We've allowed TDs to run the events anytime between June and July of this year because we all know how busy the summer schedule is. So between the months of, you know, June and July, I'm sure you can find a spare weekend to host one of these fun events.
Well, Chris Heiming, we really appreciate your time talking to us this week, and by all means, keep up the good work.
Thanks very much, Ron.
Chris Heiming is the event director for this summer's 24-hour charity marathon. We reached him at his home in San Marcos, Texas. For more information, go to discgolfersforcancer.com. The National Tour heads south this weekend to La Mirada, California for the Golden State Classic. The tournament director is Tim Selinsky.
This is the second year of the event. Last year was the inaugural event and the very first National Tour event ever. The La Mirada history is rather strong, having had some of the largest and most prestigious events ever to have happened in disc sports and in disc golf having occurred there through the years. The Golden State Classic is an attempt to revive some of that excitement at La Mirada.
So this year is the second year. Last year, your inaugural event. Tell me, who were the winners last year?
In the open division, Steve Rico was the winner. In the women's division, Juliana Korver. And in the masters division, Dave Devine.
And if I'm coming to La Mirada for the first time, what kind of course challenges can I expect?
Well, La Mirada is pretty interesting. It is, I guess, for the most part, would be considered a little more open. There is some topography, nice rolling hills, occasionally more steep. There is a lake in the middle of the park, which comes into play on occasion. And the course itself is a course designed by Dave Dunipace and Mike Williams, who is the course pro at La Mirada. And it is a championship level par 64 course, so relatively long by normal disc golf standards.
You're still building a legacy for this event. However, you are a national tour event, so tell me what makes this event unique on the tour.
Well, I think, for one, the opportunity to play at a historic venue, and we have the benefit of having a charity tie-in with the folks from the Starlight Children's Foundation, which we're very excited to be a part of their efforts to help children who are affected by either a terminal illness or a permanent illness or debilitating illness that would require assistance that their family wouldn't otherwise be able to get.
Tim Selinsky is the tournament director for this weekend's Golden State Classic in La Mirada, California. We reached him at his office in Rancho Cucamonga. Plenty of other chain slamming action to be had this weekend, including the Sarasota Sky Pilots Open in Sarasota, Florida. That's for AMs only. In Chapin, South Carolina, it's the Crooked Creek Classic. And in Aalborg, Denmark, it's the Danish Open. Also this weekend in Kingsport, Tennessee, the Lakefront Open. Oregon, it's the Riverbend Open. California, UFOs KOA. And in Roseville, Minnesota, the Acorn Open. Plus, Baked Potato Open, where else but Boise. And the Brandywine Breeze in Delaware. Plus, Kalamazoo, it's the Ace Place Open. Check the whole list anytime, day or night, PDGA.com. And finally this week, some fresh player statistics to astound and amaze you. We'll begin with the points leaders, and it's Cameron Todd leading the pack at 4,332 points. Barry Schultz trailing him 4,000 and change. Todd Branch, 3,345. On the women's side, it's Carrie Berlager in the lead with 228 points. Juliana Korver right behind at 216. Des Redding, 144. Cash leaders, Barry Schultz out of the gates fast this year, $9,172. Cameron Todd trailing him by a couple of grand, 7136. Brad Hammack doing well in the Masters this season, 5,643. On the women's side, Juliana Korver leads with 2,205. Des Redding right behind her, 2,000 and change. Carrie Berlager, 1,790. And the top rated players, currently 70 players at or above a rating of 1,000 or more. Leading them is Barry Schultz with a player rating of 1,039. Ken Climo, three ticks behind him at 1,036. Steve Rico, 1,031. And in case you're curious, the leading international player right now, Finland's Timo Persio. He's tied for the ninth spot with Brad Hammack at 1,019. And that is the Disc Golf News for the week of May 17th. For the PDGA, I'm Brian Sullivan. Until next time, keep them in the fairways.